If you take a look at the Ramban's in front of your Bosai, you'll see on the right hand side of the page. The right hand side of the page that I gave you, you'll see the Ramban, the second to last paragraph on the page. The paragraph begins, Va'ata Omar Lecha Klal Batam Mitzvot Rabos. Rabosai, some would say this is either the most famous, probably the most fundamental.
Is the one that your kids
memorize? Ramban al Torah. And the last paragraph is the one that my kids memorized, that's correct?
In Hebrew?
In Hebrew, they can tell it to you tonight if you want. We could go, we could chazen tonight if you want. It's not going to that. Miri, Melki, and Ellie could tell this. Wait, the last paragraph. No, just the last paragraph. But you'll see why it's so important. You'll see. You'll see why I didn't make them. I gave them an incentive to like a treat. We got them a good treat after Shabbos. Okay, Vata. And now, Omar Lachai will tell you, Klal, a rule, Batam Mitzvos Rabos, that will explain many mitzvos, says the Rambam. Hine me'ez ha'yos avodah zarah ba'olam. From the time, all the way back. Yeah, it's Ayin Gimel's avodah zarah, avodah zgilulim. From the time that there was, I just wanted to make it easier. From the time there was avodah zarah in the world, mimei enosh, from the time the man was created, hechelo ha'deos, the minds, and the people began lishtabesh be'emuna, to be confused and to get mixed up with their beliefs. Mehem kofrim be'ikr. Some of them totally denied the existence of Hashem. Ve'omrim, and they said, ki ha'olam kadmon. That the world is a kadmon. It always existed. No one created the world. The world always was. Kachashu ba'Hashem, and they denied the existence of God. Ve'yomru lohu, and they said, there is no such God. Umehem and others, makhishim b'idiyaso hapratis, deny that God knows specifics of what's going on in the world. V'amru, and they said, Echa yedakel v'yesh de'a be'alyon. How could it be that God, who's so up high in the sky, how does he know what's going on all the way down here? Umehem sheyodu b'idiya. There's a third group that admitted that God knows what's going on, that they could buy. God can know what's happening. But umakhishim, but they denied bashkacha. They denied the fact that God is mashkiach. Zach Sharp walked in a second ago, raised his hands to the sky and said, "Hashkacha pratis." He was, why do you say that? Because he was meant to go to the airport tonight. That's the flight tonight. And he called to you. Amen. David said yesterday in the Shmuz say amen. The Shmuz says a lot of amen. He said, so he was planning, he thought he had arranged with Zion to go tonight. Zion thought tomorrow night. He walked me on the way this morning and said, do you mind if I come a few minutes before to your house for a minute or two? My pleasure, honor, gesinte, hey, come. Great. He called Zion to ask him if he wouldn't mind picking him up a little earlier and taking him a little earlier so he could come to my house for a few minutes before he goes to the airport. Zion said, tonight? What tonight? I thought for tomorrow night. You told me Thursday night. Huh? So if you wouldn't have asked me now this morning, so Tzion would never have come tonight, and they would have been stuck. Maybe they could have got to the airport, but they would have been balagan. So Hashgacha Pratis had it that he asked me this morning to go ahead and what's going on. And then he called Tzion back right now. He wouldn't have called Tzion otherwise. He would assume he was coming regular time. Never would have showed up. Tzion would have, that's Hashgacha Pratis. Now some people say, oh, come on, that's a mikra.
What's a mishki?
Mashkiach is someone that looks over. Mashkiach HaPratis is that God is Mashkiach specifically, individually, looks out for each and every single one of us. This is a very, very fundamental Ramban over here. This is Mamash. First, this is the background. We're still in the background stages. And they make people like fish in the sea. That God doesn't particularly look over, they think. There's no punishment or reward for a fish. You are a good fish, you are a bad fish. There's no such concept, I don't think, of like a, you know, a din v'cheshvan on a fish. Fish are fish. They swim in the sea. They get caught, they get eaten. There's no schar v'onesh. They don't have b'chir chavshis. They don't decide whether or not they want to. They have instincts. They don't have das. They don't have the ability to be mavchin. They have instincts. They know that if you try to pick them up, they're going to swim away very fast, and it'll be hard for you to catch them. Oh, says Ramban, the Omer, these people say, Azav Hashem es ha'aretz, God created the world, but he left the world. Here we go. When God chooses and God wants a close relationship with an individual or with a people, the Yasa Imai Mofis, and he does for them wonders. Bishinui Minhago Shalolam Vitivo, by changing the natural order of the world. Yizbar Lakol, it becomes apparent and clear to everyone. Bitul Hadeos Ha'ela Kulam, the nullification, the destruction of these faulty assumptions of how God runs the world. Because when God does a major wonder, it points to the fact that there is a God who is mechadish the world. V'yodeya, and he knows, mashkiach v'yachol. He knows, and he looks out for the world, and he's all able to do whatever he wants in the world. And if the Navi predicts this Mofes, if the Navi predicts this wonder, this change of history, this maka of blood, this maka of makas bechoros, so the Navi goes ahead and predicts it, that even proves the truth of Nevuah. Ki daber Elokim es ha'adam, that God speaks to man. God tells his secrets to the Nevi'im, who are his servants. V'tiskayim imzeh Torah kula, and this helps the Torah live. Rabban gonna just stay with me. This is just background. So on the last paragraph on the page on the right hand side of the column. V'lachein Yomar Akosuv. Rabban then explains why the pasuk says b'mufsim in Parsha's bow, in this parsha, not this week's parsha, but the parsha of the Ramban, talking about the parsha of Tzitz Mitzrayim, Laman Teidaki Ani Hashem Bekerav Haaretz. You should know that God is the God in the midst of the land. Horos al Hashkacha, to show the Hashkacha of Hashem. Kilo Azavu Salam Mikrim Kedaitam. God didn't leave the world in the hands of Mikrim, of happenstance, as they thought in Mitzrayim. No, it wasn't. It's not happenstance. It's not. Maybe, you know, it happened to be, and maybe one day. No, it's not a mikra. It's not happenstance. And he goes on to explain the next pasuk, third line down. Va'amar al-man teidak ki la'Hashem ha'aretz, horos al-achidosh, so that God is mechadish the world, kihem shalo, that they are his, shabro me'ayin, va'amar ba'vor teidak ki kamoni b'chol ha'aretz, horos, top of the next column, al-yicholas, God's capability, shu shalit b'chol, that he rules over everything, ein ma'akev b'yad, nothing stops him, ki b'chol zeh, you ha'mitzrim, ma'kishim ha'mistapkim, because the mitzrim denied, or at least were in doubt about all these things. And Kena osos v'amofsim hagedolim edim ne'emanim be'emunas habori v'torah kula. Says Ramban, these miracles that we're going to experience, please God, in 2 weeks when we sit down at the Seder, 2 weeks from. It's lucky. There you go. Take. Says Ramban, so what have we said so far? We said that the open miracles show that Hashem has not left the world. Open miracles that God does in the world shows that God is involved with the world. God didn't do these open miracles for every nation in the world. There's no other nation that claims in the entire history that God performed this kind of miracle for them. And yet, we have as the backdrop, the fundamental yesod of our religion is Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's when Tzachi was here over here the other day. And we believe that these miracles point to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the world. Now listen to the next paragraph. Because someone may come in the Taina, you know. It's very nice that God made miracles for my ancestors. But did I ever experience an open miracle? A clear miracle? Something that changed nature? Did I ever see that? So it's not fair, really. Like, it's nice that my ancestors were meant to believe in God because of this. But what does that do with me? Says Ramban, second paragraph down. About work, Yakarish Baruch Lo Yasa Osa Mofes Bechol Dor Le'ene Kol Rasha O Kofar. God doesn't perform miracles in every generation, open miracles, in the face of every Rasha, in the face of every Kofar. Anyone that denies God, I don't believe in God, Chasham, someone says. So God says, okay, fine. You know, the land, the ground is going to open up beneath you and swallow you. You don't find that. There were sometimes, like by Korach, that happened. But in general, God doesn't do that for every single person that denies his existence. Yitzave osanu shenaset tomid zikaron v'os la'asheroi ninu. Therefore, Hashem commanded us, says Ramban, to make these constant osos, signs, to that which we saw. We should tell this over to our sons, uvneim levneim, and their sons to their sons, uvneim ledorachharon, and their sons until the last generation, which I hope and we believe that we're very, very close to. And this is a very, very strict thing. Kamosha chayev kares ba'achilas chametz. Just as a person needs chametz, a chayev kares. Uva'azivas ha'pesach. By leaving the Pesach. Va'hitzvich ha'shenichtov koma shenira elenu ba'oso samovsim al yadenu v'enenu. We should write it down as a constant reminder. On our arms, with tefillin, between our eyes. V'lichtov oso oda pisse abatim mezuzos. Look over there on that wall. See that big mezuzah on the wall there? Yeah, write it down in the mezuzah as well. V'shenazkir zebefinu v'boker v'erev. I have to mention it every morning, day and night. K'mo sh'amras, the Gemara says in Brachos, emes v'yatziv d'oraisa. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to say, to mention the Tzias Mitzrayim. V'mash ha'kosav l'man tizkores yom tizcha me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. V'shenazkir sukkah b'chol shana. What's sukkah's about? What's sukkah's about? Zecher l'tzias Mitzrayim. Says Ramban, Lechein, second paragraph down on the page, on the left hand side. Three more paragraphs and we're done. Lechein, kol, kayotze, ben, mitzvahs, rabos, zechel, zes, mitzrayim. So many mitzvahs we found that mentioned in Tzis Mitzrayim. Va, kol, what's it all for? So many mitzvahs. Leos, lanu, bechol, adoros, edos, bimofsim, shalo yishtachu. We should have testimony in every generation not to forget. Velo ye pischon pele kofer. And there shouldn't be even an opportunity for someone who's a heretic who denies God to deny the existence of Hashem. Why? The Ramban is a little outdated. In his days, you could buy a mezuzah for one zuz. Nowadays, it'll cost you like $100 probably for a nice mezuzah. But anyway, whatever it is, you buy a mezuzah for not so much money, you cover up a pischo, and you affix the mezuzah to your door. And you have intention. When you affix the mezuzah to your door, says Ramban, Kfar Hodeh, you have already admitted Bechidush Ha'olam. You have admitted that Hashem created the world. Uvi Dias HaBore, and that God
knows
what's going on. Not only does He know, but He's also Ve'ashkoch HaSo, and that God is Mashkiach, God is involved. V'gam B'nevuah, you're also believing, you're also admitting in the prophecy. V'hemin B'chol Pinos HaTorah, and you believe in all the different corners and facets of the Torah, besides the fact that you're admitting the fact that Hashem's kindness is extremely apparent on those that do His will. That He took us out from that avdus, the chayrus, the kavod gadol, and the great honor, to give honor to the avos that wanted the fear of Hashem Yisbarach. Last two paragraphs. Now it comes home. I actually had a student when I taught in tenth grade. This is 2 years ago. I had a student who's probably now a junior. He was in ninth grade then, so he's a junior now. And he had a hard time with a lot of issues in Emunah. And he was like challenging me different things back and forth. And one day I brought in this Ramban. And I read the last paragraph. We'll get to it in a second. But it's mamish. It's a chazer and a chazer and internalize it. It's not a pashut thing, but it's very, very chash. Let's just see the last two paragraphs over here in the Ramban. Try to expound upon it a little bit. I'll try to explain why I thought it was appropriate to do this today. Basically the last day we have together as a shir completely. L'fikach amru. Where's that Mishnah found? Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. You should be careful with a Mishnah, with a mitzvah kala, with an easy mitzvah, quote unquote, like a hard mitzvah. Why? Shekulon chamudos v'chavivos me'or. Because all the mitzvahs are precious and special. Shebechol sha'a adam mode ben elokav. By performing mitzvahs, whatever the mitzvah that you're doing, it's Talmud Torah, it's Chesed, it's Kibud Av V'Em, it's whatever mitzvah you're doing, in reality, what are you doing? You're admitting to Hashem, you're praising Hashem. The kavanas kol ha-mitzvos, the intention, the kavana behind all mitzvos. What's the common thread behind all mitzvos, the Ramban? Shenamin be'lokeinu, that we should believe God, we believe in Hashem. The no day love, and we should praise Him. We should no day love, like Hoda, give Him praise. Shehu baran, and that He created us. V'hi kavanas hayitzira, says Ramban. This is the kavana, the intent of God in His creation. Why did God create the world? A very, very interesting philosophical discussion to discuss. Plenty to discuss. Ramban tells you why he thinks. Kavanas hayitzira, what's the reason? What was God's intention, kavyachol? That it was, again, that shenamin be'lokeinu, we should believe in Hashem, but no day love, we should praise God, shu b'ranu, and that is the reason why Hashem created the world. She'ein lanu tam acher b'yitzira rishona. There is no other reason for the creation of the world. Ve'ein kel elyon chepetz v'tachtonim. God has no interest in humanity, in human existence, in life on this earth, says Ramban, milvad, other than she'yeda ha'adam, the man should know v'yode le'lokav shabara, and he should admit, he should praise God who created him. The kavanas romus hakol betfilos, says Ramban. The kavana of raising your voice when you daven. You ever go to Carl and Stolen?
Yeah.
Not yet?
They
belt it out. Second row. You guys are going to Tzvat the Shabbos. Who's got some? Not you guys. But you guys are going
to.
You guys are going to Tzvat for Shabbos. You're going to probably dive in Friday night, I hope, in the Breslov Shul Friday night. Breslov's Geschmack. So Friday night in Breslov, what they do is Friday night in Breslov, you'll see. At the end of the last Kaddish, the last Kaddish in Shul in Breslov, Friday night, they have all the kids, probably Kenayin Ahara, at least 100 kids, come up to the front of the Aron Kodesh. There's a beautiful Aron Kodesh in Breslov, and they there's a guy that like gives out treats Friday nights to the kids, and he bribes them Kilo to belt out Amen and Amen Yeshua Rabba.
The last they, like, bribe them to like say like. The
whatever, lawyer there. I'll call upon him. So that you're gonna hear, those of you that are there Friday night, you'll hear, and they scream out, they belt it out. Even the rest of the davening is also very, very. It's a labor dick of davening. It's not like a library or a, you know, it doesn't sound like a morgue at all. It sounds like it's alive. Zokter Ramban, listen carefully. What's the idea behind davening with coal? Davening with kavana, says Ramban, the kavanas batik aknesios uzchus tfilas harabim. What's the merit of the prayers of the rabbim, says Ramban? Zeu, it is sheyi elivne adam, that there should be for mankind makom, a place yiskabtu, that they can gather together the yodu lekel shabram, they should praise God that created them v'emtziam, and He brought them into existence. The Yefarsimuzah, that should become publicized. The Yomu Lefanav, and they should say before God, Briosecha Anachnu, we are your creations. The Zukavanasav Masha Amru Chazal, this is what Chazal meant when they say, Vayikru El Elokim Bechazka. They called out to God with strength. Mikana Talamech, Tefillah Tzricha Kol. Tefillah requires a voice. Says Ramban, last paragraph. Please look inside this last paragraph. It's Mamish. It's a soda stick. This is what my kids know by heart. You can ask them tonight. Says Ramban, very nice. So until if you just stop now, you say, okay, the Ramban told me a nice lesson. He told me that Hashem doesn't make great miracles for every generation, but the great miracles show that God is not just Mamtzi, didn't just create us and create the world, but God actually is here. He knows and He's involved, and that's what the great miracles show us. I didn't see a great open miracle in my lifetime. Yeah, fine, but God doesn't do it for every single generation. Why did God pick Mitzrayim as opposed to another generation? You have to know. It's a good question. It's a fair question to address. But at the end of the day, bottom line is, says Ramban, that's why you have all these mitzvahs. You have tefillin, and you have mezuzah, and you have tzitzis, not necessarily, but the mitzvahs that are all zechus in Mitzrayim, the mitzvahs that are sukkah and karban pesach, all these mitzvahs, so many mitzvahs. Says Ramban, why there's so many mitzvahs? To remind us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved. They all point to the fact that Hashem is involved in our lives, takes care of us, is involved. Now let's learn this last paragraph and then we'll try to expound upon it. This last paragraph is the clincher. It says in Ramban as follows. Please look inside. Umin anisim agedolim hamifursamim. And from the open, overt, amazing, nature-breaking miracles that we witness as a people, Adam modeh banisim hanistarim. A person comes to thank Hashem and to admit about the fact that there are also hidden miracles. Sheim yisod haTorah kula. That's pretty important. That are the foundation of the entire Torah. Which is what? Listen carefully. She'ein la'adam chelek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. It's hard to translate that nicely. A person does not have a portion, a lot, a piece, a part of the Torah of God, of Moshe, Torah that Hashem gave to Moshe and to Bnei Yisrael. Ad she'na'amin, until we believe. B'chol divareinu u'mikreinu. That all the things that happen to us and the quote-unquote happenstances and the quote-unquote coincidences that take place to us in our lives, shekula misim, they're all miraculous. Ein b'hem teva u'minhago shel olam. There's nothing natural about them. There's nothing matter-of-fact, coarse, normal about them, says the Ramban. Bein b'rabin, whether it happens to a community in mass, at large, bein biyachid, or whether it happens to an individual. Ella, rather, im ya'aseh ha-mitzvos, it's a simple equation. You do the mitzvos, yatzlichenu scharo. You'll be rewarded for doing the mitzvos. Vim yavor aleihem, and if God forbid we violate the mitzvos, yachrisenu onsho. We'll be punished for violating the mitzvos. Hakol, everything, b'gzeras elyon, is decreed from on high, kasher is karti kvar, as I mentioned earlier, says in quotes where I mentioned this earlier, in Bereishis Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, and in Shmos Perek Vav, Pasuk Beis. And Rabban tells you, and then we'll try to expound a little, v'yisparsimu anisim anistorim, b'inin harabim, kasher yavol b'yudei haTorah, in our brachos v'aklalos, the Ramban expounds about the hidden miracles that refer to the rabbim in Parshas Nitzavim. K'mosh Amar Kosuv Amru Kol Agoyim Alme Asa Hashem Kachal Aretz Hazos. My mitzvah parsha. V'amru Al Asher Azu As Bis Hashem Alkei Avosam. She is parsim Hadavar L'chol Umos Shu Meis Hashem Ba'onsham. It's clear to the masses that punishment comes from Hashem for not doing what he wants. V'amar b'kiyam, and it says, v'ro'u kol amei ha'aretz, kishim Hashem, nekru alecha, v'yorah mimecha, v'od ha'farish zebra ez Hashem. So this Ramban is very, very fundamental, very, very sodistic, very, very important to internalize and to work on. It's not a Ramban that you can read it one time, and you swallow it, and you say, okay, it's like a pill, and now I got the Ramban inside of me. This is a Ramban, in my opinion at least, that if a person wants to live by, it requires a lot of avoda. It requires a person to have an open mind, and to look at the world in different lenses. Not to look at the world necessarily the way you always looked at it, but to look at it as really a way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach on me, and that my whole life is nisim. Now, let me explain what that means a little bit. I'll give you some mashalim. Okay? Last night, my daughters went to a play in Beit Shemesh. There was one of the high schools in Ramat Beit Shemesh was putting on a play. My daughters wanted to go. Good. They went. They got a ride there, and I was meant to pick them up on the way back. My daughter calls me at like 11:15 at night. A little late play. That's the play wasn't over yet. Abba, can you please come pick me up? It should be over soon. No problem. I get in the car. I noticed that the gas tank was very low in the car. I noticed that it was below empty in the car. But they always tell you whenever the light goes on, you still have extra miles, don't worry, this, that. Now, unfortunately, I wanted to get her. The gas station also was far from my house. I figured I would go get her, get gas, and then come back home. I'm driving to the Matnas in Beit Shemesh. I made it to Beit Shemesh, and I start going up like a little hill in Beit Shemesh. I accelerate, and I feel the car is not accelerating. And I'm like, uh-oh. And I try to accelerate a little bit more, and like, nothing's happening. And all of a sudden, the light comes on in the car, and the car basically dies as I'm driving it. Now, it could have happened on a highway. It could have happened in the middle of a street. I could have blocked off the whole traffic. B'chesed Hashem. B'nisim nistarim, which I believe happened to me. And I thank Hashem right there on the spot. I was by a traffic circle. There was I could have been in the worst predicament possible. I was able to, thank God, pull over to the side, not block traffic, stop the car, put the emergency brake on. My daughter called me, he's like, Abba, where are you? I'm like, Mary, you're not going to believe it, but I'm stuck in the car, 11:30 at night, a little bit challenged. Okay. Now what happened? So what do you do when you're stuck at Beit Shemesh 11:30 at night? Close, you call. Call Tzion. Call Tzion. 11:30 at night. Hello.
Huh. I guess that's the question.
Tzion was in his bed.
Really?
I said, Shalom, Achshali, Manishma. He says to me, Andy, what's going on? Mayish. I said, did I wake you up? He goes, no. I'm like, come on, Tzion. I woke you up. I'm like, good night. He's like, no, what's wrong? What happened? He knew I wouldn't stop calling him another night, just time to schmooze. I said, honestly, I'm stuck in Beit Shemesh, but I'll figure out another plan. Don't worry about it. Go back to sleep. He goes, who are you going to call now? I'm like, I don't know. He goes, I'll be there in 5 minutes. He got dressed. He came over to my car. He found me. And I told him my daughters are waiting for me. He went to the Matnas, this place, to try to get my daughters to pick him up, to bring them to me so that they wouldn't be nervous. But they were happy, my daughters. My daughter told me later that night, as soon as she heard I broke down, she goes, yes, because there's still another 20 minutes of the show and she wanted to watch more of the play. She's like, yes, I have more time to watch the end of the play. She was excited. Anyway, so they weren't outside. He went to the gas station, filled up a big oil container of gas, brought it over to the car. He goes, you got a bottle? I'm like, no. He goes, he took some paper, made a
funnel
for me, poured the gas in the car. He says to me, Andy, it's 5 to 12 at night now. Not so bad, 25 minutes to hold the whole thing. Turn on the car. The car, thank God, started. There was enough gas to get it going. He said, Andy, the gas station closes at 12. If you want to have a car tomorrow, go to the gas station right now and get gas. Otherwise, tomorrow when you start the car and you drive a few feet, you're going to be stuck again. So I'm like, I can't make it till tomorrow. He goes, Andy, are you nuts? Like, are you meshuggah? Like, what are you doing? So I went, I got my daughters, I ran to the gas station. Thank God. It was also still open, Baruch Hashem. I put in gas in the car. I made it home. Now, again, is that an open miracle? It's not an open miracle. I didn't have to break down at all. And I can explain every single one. I was negligent in getting gas. Okay. You know how many times I've driven on empty before in my life and I never once in my life stopped having gas in the car? Never once. But a person that lives, and again, I'm not tuning my horn at all, believe me, I have plenty of room to grow in this area. I believe that was an ace. No different than an ace that when I go to the bathroom, you'll be mochel this mashal, and thank God things are normal. That's also an ace. And we have a living example. I don't want to embarrass him, but it's okay. One last time of this man. And I spoke to Aaron Schreiber. Aaron, when he was in the hospital, so he couldn't eat any food, if you recall, for like almost 10 days, am I right? A week. That's a long time not to have solid food. They gave, like, his treat was water, so they could unparch his throat. Gosh, Hashem Yirachem. And he had a tube in his stomach, no nothing. And I called him, I remember I spoke to him, thank God, a number of times. And one of the times I called him, he says to me, Rebbe, you're not going to believe it. He goes, I have so much more appreciation for the brachos that I make. So I make brachos all the time, but to appreciate the miracles of our body, sometimes it takes us to the hospital to appreciate the miracles fully. But in reality, guys, what? It's less of a miracle this minute that we're... It's miraculous. And not just our human bodies, but if you think about things that have happened to us in our lifetimes, sometimes things that we appreciated, things we didn't appreciate, at the end of the day, the Ramban is two words. Two words are Hashgacha Pratis. When a person lives with this existence of Hashgacha Pratis, his life is a different life. His life is a life where it's a life that he's constantly interacting with Hashem. Where he turns to Hashem for everything, and for small things and for big things alike. And he appreciates Hashem's kindness to him all the time. And he looks for opportunities to thank Hashem for all of his kindness. And if a person lives with a life that's not Hashgacha Pratis, so then it's very, very confusing, very, very no rhyme or reason, very, 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 very difficult to make heads and tails. Now, I'm not saying I'm making heads and tails or everything. It's not a cop-out. It's not a cop-out to say that it's much harder to believe that it's miraculous than it is to believe that it's mikra. It's much easier to say, come on. You don't believe that. Come on, Rabbi. Come on, Rabbi. You really believe that? Much easier just to wash it away and say, come on. It's easier. I suppose this Ramban is fundamental. Very yisodistic. Ramban says the yisod of the entire Torah, the foundation, the fundamental, the basis of it all is that a person believe that everything is miraculous. This is a very, very chashuv yisod. I think it is so. I wanted to learn with you as Pesach comes. We're going to learn about the miracles, and we're going to sit at the Pesach Seder. We're going to go, dumb, and spill out a little blood from a little bit of wine from our cup. It's Friday. Hopefully not blood. Hopefully not blood. It's Friday. Kina Ditzach Hadash Bachav. And every time we do that, fellas, we recall the great miracles that were passed down to us that we learned about in the Torah. But more than that, it's supposed to propel us and push us to a hakara, to an understanding, to an appreciation that it's all miraculous, I will say. There's no teva. What's teva?
Nature.
There's no nature. There's no nature. There's no reason that a tree should grow. There's no natural course of events, so to speak. There's no nature. It's not, okay, what are you, because you plant the seed and it grows. Like, what are you, nuts? There's no nature. How does it grow? Who tells it to grow? So that nature is Rak Me Hashem. Mikra is Rak Me Hashem. There's no such thing as just Teva by itself. And this is, if a person tries, it's not like a, okay, fine, I learned the Ramban, I'm good, I'm set. It's a avoda. It's an avoda that one can work on their entire life to acquire and to achieve and to really feel. But it's an avoda that if a person works on and tries to develop and tries to inculcate into their essence, into their being, they can certainly get a lot out of, grow in a very, very significant and real way. We should be zocha to internalize this Ramban, to appreciate the Ramban, and to get whatever we can out of this year's Zman Chirusein, this year's Pesach. Please God help us to appreciate the Hashgacha that we have constantly to look out for in our lives.